title of the message today is Staying Away from Drifting. Staying Away from Drifting. Now, there was a time in our country that looked much different than it does today. People loved and honored God. They respected leaders. Our streets were safe for the most part. We avoided debt. We went to church as a nation. Our churches preached the truth of the Word of God. Our movies and our TV were pure and clean. No foul language, no sex scenes. There was a glory that covered our nation. We prayed. We loved God. We treated each other with love and kindness and respect. But that is no longer true. We have drifted away from God. And not just a little bit, but we have drifted very, very far away from God. It seemed to start in the 1960s, then came the 1970s, and then the 80s and 90s, and now so far away, drifting just doesn't happen overnight. And our country didn't rush into drifting away from God. It's not like we woke up one day and found that we had drifted. It happens a little bit at a time, doesn't it? And then we find ourselves in a place that we thought we'd never be before. And that's where we are. We have drifted because we have allowed it to happen. Oh my goodness, Jim and Jolie, it's so good to see you. All the way from SoCal. Oh my goodness. Don't leave without giving you a big hug. Oh my goodness. So good to see you guys. I don't normally interrupt, but that's a wow for me. That's so good to see you. That's right. Amen. Good for you. Good for you. So we have drifted because we have allowed it to happen. When you begin to move away from the foundations that our nation was built upon, that's the beginning of change. And it's unfortunately an unholy change. And before you know it, that change begins to pick up speed. In fact, it's moving faster now than I've ever seen it before. In fact, I never thought I would see our nation drift as far away from God as it is today. Leaders made decisions and people agreed. They agreed or we wouldn't be here because we are a nation of, by, and for the people. Decisions that left God out of it. And it's always dangerous to drift. Whether you're in a river headed down to Niagara Falls, that's pretty dangerous, right? Drifting is dangerous, especially drifting away from God. And that goes for you and me as individuals, and it does for us as a nation. If you look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it says, listen to this, therefore we must give the more earnest heed. Now, some versions will say we must listen very carefully. Your Bible may say, we must pay attention to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. We've got to listen, or we are in danger of drifting away. For the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. How shall then we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Notice in the first verse it says we must pay attention. You know, a person can come to church, they can hear the worship songs, they can hear the message, but not be listening. There's a big difference between hearing and listening, isn't there? Just drifting, just going along, just going through the motions, but not engaged, not hearing to the point of changing our behavior according to the Spirit of God and according to what the Word of God is saying. He says, we must pay attention, we must listen, lest we drift away. So let's talk about some currents. Now, there's currents that are flowing in our nation. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not good. I want to talk about some currents that our nation is drifting down. The first one is the immorality current. This current says we are going to practice sex any way we want to. Sexual immorality is sex outside of marriage, and marriage is defined in the Word of God as being between one man and one woman. We have drifted away from what the Bible teaches about marriage and about sex. So there's the current of immorality. Our nation just floating down it. There is a financial current. You know, it's easy to just drift into debt. And then, of course, they'll give you a magical little plastic card where you can get anything you want. Anything you want. And then you slip right into debt. Both we have, our nation has never been in more debt than it is today. Personal credit card debt and personal debt and our nation, $33 trillion in debt. We've never been this far down the road with our debt. So there's financial currents. And then there's political currents where people are allowing things we never thought we would hear of. And we wonder why more people aren't standing up. And there's so much confusion. So there's a political current. And then there's a current of watered-down teaching and preaching of the Word of God. We live in a day where churches and pulpits and preachers are not taking a stand on the Word of God in preaching the truth of the Scriptures. They're afraid to tell people the truth because it might offend them. They're afraid to preach the Word like it is because they fear the people who want to continue to live the way that they want to live instead of changing. And all along, the current of watered-down teaching is causing people to drift away from God. Amen. And all of these currents are very concerning. Because drifting in these currents, as I said earlier, is very dangerous. It is not going to have a good outcome, the drifting. And this will affect every area. The consequences will affect every area. There already are. They already are, but they will affect every area of our life. So I want to ask a question, why? Why do we drift? More specifically, why do we drift as believers? Well, the easy answer is that it doesn't take much effort to drift. It's easy. It's easy. Drifting is easy. I remember as a kid growing up in Southern California, we often would go to the beach. I have some amazing beaches there in Southern California. And as a kid, I used to love to play in the sand and play in the water. But I remember if I would go out into the water, parents would say, be careful of drifting. And you'd be out there and think, man, I'm in the same place I was. And then you look up, where's mom and dad? And they're way down over here. They didn't move, but you moved. Why? Because you drifted. And it's so easy to get caught up in the current, and you don't have to do anything. Nothing. You just drift. And that's what's been happening in our country. And drifting happens in the little things, little by little. And here's the thing. Let me give you an example. If alcohol took you out before, you get free from it, man, you're doing good, and then you're free, and then the quality of your life is getting better and better, and you know God gives you blessings and blessings and blessings. Man, I'm doing really good, I'm doing awesome, and then all of a sudden the enemy comes in with one little lie and says, "Hey, you know what? You're doing so good. I mean, and not only that, you can handle one more drink." You can handle one drink. He does that. And yeah, I'm doing good. And yeah, I could handle just one. There it goes. And there the drifting begins. And then one drink leads to what? It leads to another and another. And before you know, you're back where you were before, maybe even worse. And you lose everything that God blessed you with and gave you because of the pride and because I can handle this and because of little by little drifting away from what you know is right. So how do we stop drifting? I'm glad you asked. How do we stop it? The first thing is we have to decide that we're not going to live this way. By God's grace and mercy, I want to be what God wants me to be. Amen? By His grace, we rely on His grace. We rely on His mercy. I heard a great quote from Chuck Smith, who founded Calvary Chapel. He said, do you know that the Apostle Paul started out many of his letters by saying grace and peace to you? Grace and peace. He said he never flipped it, though. He never said peace and grace, because grace comes first. Grace comes first, and then the peace comes. Amen? Isn't that good? That was a little extra there. That was a little extra. So grace and mercy. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to do what God wants me to do. God, change me according to your word. Change me. I don't want to drift. I just don't want it to be easy and float down. I want to do what you want me to do. Now, there are signs that a person is drifting. So I've got some signs of drifting here. Number one, your love of the Word of God changes. Your love of the Word of God. You know, God's Word is an anchor for your life. It keeps you from drifting. And it needs to be number one in your life, in my life. At one time, you may have loved the Word of God, but it's not your desire. And you can change that by having a change of heart and repenting of that. And so there's that kind of a sign of drifting. Another sign is your desire to pray, spending time with God, listening to God, and talking with God. So there's losing your desire to pray is a sign of drifting. Number three, your desire to give of your time, your talent, your treasure. You give less and less and then wonder why your finances are in ruin. Because your priorities have changed from putting God first to you first, which leads to debt and ruin. And if I could add with that, to be connected, you know, your giving is involved in being connected with a local body like this. Stay connected. If you start to say, well, I just don't want to be, man, I don't know. I don't want to go to church. And the desire changes. And you got to love God's family, the best and the worst of it. And get over it, you know, and make a commitment to a family, a church family, and be here. And don't drift away. And then number four, your desire to share the gospel with others. That's a sign of drifting. Not sharing the gospel like you used to. And then number five, your awareness of God's presence. You've drifted away of thinking about God's presence, your desire to feel His presence in your everyday life. And number six, a desire to live in the world's ways. If you have a desire to live in the world's ways, then you know, doing what you want to do and living for the pleasures of life where self becomes number one, then these are signs of drifting. Do you know that there's also consequences of drifting? Let's talk about those. It all goes back to neglecting the Christian disciplines. If you neglect those Christian disciplines like the Word of God, sharing your faith, prayer, attending church faithfully, it will cause you to drift spiritually, and then there's consequences to that. The first consequence is getting out of God's will and living in sin. That's a consequence of drifting. And people, I hear people say, oh, man, I would have never thought that I would have gone this low. They happened to be a third party in a conversation where a pastor was correcting somebody years and years ago. It wasn't even at this church. And I heard the guy said, man, it is, my life is so low. And he had drifted. And the pastor said to him, do you know it can go lower than this? You think this is low? It can go lower than this. I was like, wow. And it's a warning because there's a consequence. How did I get here? How did I get into drugs? How did I get into alcohol, sexual immorality? My parents taught me better than this. How did I get this far? It's a consequence of drifting into sin. And then the second one is you miss God's best for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and it's amazing. And drifting will cause you to miss that plan that he has for your life. There's a consequence of drifting, and it's number three, it causes hardness of heart towards God. That's a consequence. Your heart becomes hard because you can't hear anymore. You lose your conscience. It's hard to tell right from wrong. And people will say, well, you know, they made it legal now. And you can put in that line whatever you want, because they're making a lot of things legal that are against the word of God. Well, they made it legal now. That doesn't make one hill a difference. I did say hill, right? That came out okay? Okay. Whew.
Thank you.
Man, whew. They legalized it. The real question is, what does God say about it? Amen? What does the word of God say about it? Not what some politician or legislature said, well, this is the new morality. This is the way it should be. No. What does the word of God say? We've drifted, so don't even go by that, you know. So there's consequences. I'm going to close with this story. I love this story, but this is all about drifting. In the darkest part of night, a ship's captain cautiously piloted his warship through the fog-shrouded waters. With straining eyes, he scanned the hazy darkness, searching for dangers lurking just out of sight. His worst fears were realized when he saw a bright light straight ahead. It appeared to be a vessel on collision course with his ship. To avert disaster, he quickly radioed the oncoming vessel. This is Captain Jeremiah Smith. His voice crackled over the radio. Please alter your course 10 degrees south. Over. To the captain's amazement, the foggy image did not move. Instead, he heard back on the radio, Captain Smith, Captain Smith, this is Private Thomas Johnson. Please alter your course 10 degrees north. Over. Appalled at the audacity of the message, the captain shouted back over the radio, Private Johnson, this is Captain Smith, and I order you to immediately alter your course 10 degrees south. Over. A second time, the oncoming light did not budge. With all due respect, Captain Smith, came the private's voice again, I order you to alter your course immediately 10 degrees north. Over. Angered and frustrated that this impudent sailor would endanger the lives of his men and crew, the captain growled back over the radio, Private Johnson, I can have you court-martialed for this. For the last time, I command you on the authority of the United States government to alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a battleship. The private's final transmission was chilling. Captain Smith, sir, once again, with all due respect, I command you to alter your course 10 degrees north. I am a lighthouse. You see, God never changes, doesn't he? He's holy. And the people that need to change are us. We are the ones that are sinners saved by grace. We have a tendency as human beings, as the hymn said, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. We are prone to drifting. And if we just let things go as they are, we will drift down the river away from God. But God says, I want you, child, I want you to be engaged. I want you to listen to what the Word of God is saying and not just let it fly by you, but I want you to hear what it's saying to the point of you doing it, to the point of it changing your life. Change your course. Repent. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So, I'll close with this. I'm going to ask you a question. How do we recover from drifting? How do we recover from drifting? The first one is to admit it. Plain and simple. Admit that you have been drifting. Admit it. Lord, I've gotten away from you. I've gotten away from your word. I've gotten away from your ways of living life. The second one is to repent. That means to change your direction. Repentance. See, there's a difference between confession and repentance. People can confess and never repent. That means you're confessing, Lord, I'm so sorry for what I did. And then yet there's no change. Repentance literally means that you're walking one way, you're drifting away from God, and you decide, I've had enough of this, I've gotten way far away from God, and I'm going to change my direction. I'm going to change to God. I'm going to repent. I'm moving towards you, God. I want to pray. I want to get into your word. I want to change. I want to be with your people. I want to be accountable with your people. And I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of drifting. Amen? Amen. And then the third one is to return to an attitude of submission towards God. God's will, not your own will. God's will, not your own. You see, because drifting goes right along with pride. I can handle this. I got this life figured out. Yeah, right. And I can do this. And then the drifting starts, pride, arrogance, and then you get way down the road, and God's way over here. And to get back, not only do you have to repent, but you got to surrender. You've got to submit to him. Get on your knees, get on your face before God if you have to, and say, God, I not only repent, I'm sorry, but I surrender everything to you. I submit to you. I don't want my own will anymore. I don't want to live for myself. It's very hard of what worship is. It means to put God at the highest place of your heart. The highest place. God, you are number one. I am not on the throne of my life anymore calling the shots. You are Lord. You are Lord of my life, and I surrender all to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There may be somebody here there may be many people here who say, Pastor, I've drifted away from God. And only really you know in your heart if you've been drifting. Only you can answer that. You can look like everything's okay. You can smile, but only you know. Only you know. We may see some signs of it, but deep down in your heart, I'm going to ask you, as we just close our eyes right now, if that's you and you've been drifting away from God and you want to come back to him today, I want to pray for you. Church, let's just pray this prayer out loud together. Heavenly Father, I repent. I turn away from drifting away from you. I don't want to be away from you any longer. So I come to the cross for forgiveness of sin. Forgive me, Lord, for moving away from you. You have not moved. I did. So I surrender all. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Forgive me, wash me clean, fill me with the Holy Spirit as I'm born again of the Holy Spirit, as your Holy Spirit makes connection with my spirit to make it alive. Alive to you. I surrender all. I submit to you my life. No longer my will, but your will be done in my life. I want to listen, not just hear, but I want to listen. I want to be engaged in what you're doing in my life, in my church. I surrender all to you, Lord. I give you my life today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen.